The Pulse, WB Live, a network that beats to the heart of God. I'm your host, John Fowler. Hostess with the mostest.
Hostess.
That's you. That would
be
you.
I'm the hostess.
Yeah, you would be the hostess.
Yeah.
Did you ever work at a restaurant? You worked at a restaurant, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, fast food.
Fast food.
I wouldn't call it. You know, when you call a restaurant, you think about
it. Is it fast going in or coming out?
It's both ways.
Both ways.
Especially fast food.
Fast food. Dude, I can believe it.
Yeah.
No doubt. So what's today, John? Go ahead.
Today is the John Show.
Absolutely.
On the Pulse, WV Live.
Absolutely. I so glad that. To you did.
I still got it.
You're a puker. You're definitely a puker.
I'm a puker.
Yeah.
That's
I'm a puker.
Cheesy puke.
Can't you tell from the way that I talk?
We'd love to talk to you. Hey, stick around. We're going to do lots of fun today.
On Mondays.
On Mondays. 8 a.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, we are on Eastern Standard Time. You may be listening 3 years later, but it's they'll never change Eastern Standard Time.
Just think, we may not even be here and people are listening. So are we really here? Think of that.
That's sad.
Well, no. I mean, like the rapture takes place and people.
Oh, the rapture. Okay.
Yeah, people that didn't make it the first round.
I want to go up that way.
Well, the rapture?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's
that'd be really cool. That'd be really gravy.
That's definitely the truth.
It is, and it could happen, depending on how the election goes.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people always say that. They always say,
"I know."
You know, they
I
used
know.
To say if Bill Clinton got in, then Jesus would come. You know, if
every generation has thought Jesus is coming in there. And I like what one minister said. Well, I know one thing: he's coming in my lifetime.
In your lifetime,
meaning. I'm either going to die and go to one way or another. He's coming in my lifetime. Either the rapture or I'm going to pass away. And
he is. You go on get.
Go on get. Get out of here. Get.
Yeah, there's a lot of times I heard a guy say one time. It was Keith Turner, who is pastoring a church in Indiana, who is Caleb's brother.
Well, I was wondering if there was a relation there.
Yeah, and he said this one time. He said that he went to a funeral, and the preacher said this. He said, "Death has done tooken another victim." That's what the preacher said from the pulpit.
That's the
done
way they were.
Tooken.
Done
tooken.
There's so many wrong things in there.
Yeah, done tooken.
Even I could edit that.
Yeah,
even
I don't think I can edit it. Done tooken. I can. I think maybe he was the one that should have been laying in the casket.
Maybe they need like when a foreign speaker has the translation.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they should translate him.
Do you know that ours we have a not a translator, but a what? Let's see. Let me see what the word is. It's like every time you listen to one of the Pulse sermons, or you listen to you, or whatever it is, it is literally. There's a transcript, the full transcript. I think you were asking about that.
Yes,
the other day.
I didn't.
There's
know
a.
That.
It's automatically generated.
How do you retrieve it?
You just go to the. No, I'm not going to tell you. I don't even want to talk about it because I'll have to tell you, and it'll be an hour.
See, that's not nice.
It's just right here. It's just right there.
That's ugly. No, that was
no.
Ugly.
I know how
folks,
it is.
This is what I live with. This is why we don't talk.
Yeah. Here's like the sermon yesterday. I'm going to talk to you today about how to make Jesus popular.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about this the other day and about how popular Jesus was. Mm-hmm. Everything that I said, it says here.
It misspells
Christie, though.
Well, it usually does.
Yeah. K-R-I-S-T-I. Gives it with a C.
Mine's with a C.
Yeah, it gives it with a C.
Is her last name have a Y? I mean, is her first name have a Y? Is
no.
It I?
K-R-I-S-T-I. Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. What's your middle name?
Jan.
She's a Jan?
Jan is a something of John.
Yeah.
What they call it?
It's like Dick and Richard.
Ricardo.
I don't know what Ricardo is.
Ricardo, that's Richard.
Is it? Oh, that's
Richard.
Spanish.
It's in Spanish.
But I'm not. We're talking about just derivatives of a word. You could say two different words, but
right.
They're not. They're both English.
Like
Dick and Richard.
Yeah, those are
or
two different.
Bill and Robert.
So if your name is that, why don't you?
Why?
Like I know people. I know this. This one fella that his name is William, and that's what they call him.
Yeah.
He cuts the grass in Gasaway. And that's what his name is. So you don't call him Bill.
Do you call him William because he cuts grass?
No, I call him William because that's his name. You know. Well, let me give you this one. Okay. How long is a fisherman?
You're so much fun. How long?
How long is a fisherman?
He is.
Yes, he is.
How long?
How long? Yeah. How long is his name? People start counting out. You know, it's like, okay, H-A-L-E.
You got another one?
L-O-N-G. No, and then they say, no, how long is his name? It's like people just don't seem to get it.
I don't know. I don't know.
You know, one thing I always wondered, if a tree falls in the woods and there's nobody there to hear it, does it make a noise?
See, here's the thing.
I think it does.
That's goofy, because we know it does. It has nothing to do with whether anybody's there. But we try to be real philosophical and say something stupid like that. Not that you're stupid or what you said was stupid, but that's stupid.
So I was stupid just now?
No, you look great. And your message was awesome yesterday.
Oh, thank you. If you
haven't heard his message on the popularity of Jesus, you got to go back and watch it. It was really excellent.
We went to show. Thank you, John. Mm-hmm. Praise God for that.
Yes.
That was a $12 one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you could tell.
Yeah, it was definitely $12. Sermon.com, $12, buddy.
You know, I can tell when you got one of the expensive ones?
You can.
You dress nicer.
I dress nicer on the $12 ones?
When you wear the pants with the holes in them, I know that you probably work something up overnight.
That's a $10 one.
No, yeah. Don't you just
work? No.
I just
on my own?
Yeah, all you do that was on your own.
Yeah. We went to Shoney's.
I love Shoney's.
Shoney's is the famous nightclub for Christians. And
nightclub.
They were there.
They got a trough.
They do have a trough. They absolutely have a trough.
You make fun of me.
I know. Golden Corral. Is this still open?
Oh, honey, is it open? I've got some coupons to use.
I'm sure. John Sandy, let me tell you something. If John Sandy doesn't tell you when he's going to the trough, which is the Golden Corral, their stock drops because of what he eats.
Oh, I promote them.
He comes out of there owing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he goes in there and he gets a senior drink and he gets all this stuff, and then he acts pitiful, and the next thing you know, it's free.
Yeah, and before you know it, I don't have to tip because they feel sorry for me.
They tip you just to leave, I'm sure.
They leave, tip me to leave.
It's like, would
you
leave?
Please leave? Are you? Well, they come by and, you know, they always want to know if you want anything extra or if you want a new drink.
Yeah.
Instead, they come in and say, are you done yet?
That's so funny. We ran into.
And they stand there and watch.
There was
Have you ever watched you eat? Sorry about this.
No, people watch me eat? No.
That's embarrassing. It's hard. It's hard to enjoy your meal when you have the guys waiting for you to leave and they're standing there.
Does Cynthia walk ahead of you when you go somewhere?
She says, you go on ahead and pay.
Oh.
And wave in the window and I'll come in.
I got you.
And she'll sit at a different table. You know, they have different sections at Golden Corral. She's in a whole different section.
I got fired from a convenience store one time that I worked for.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, that's really...
Well, I insulted this guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go.
I insulted this guy. He had a toupee, and I asked him, I said, how would you like toupee for your gas?
He
was offended.
And the other guy was offended when you asked him something else about waiting, remember?
Oh, yeah. It's like, okay, so people, you go to a drive-thru. Or you go, or you're getting ready to order, and somebody says, "I'm sorry about your weight." So they're apologizing that you're fat.
Yeah, and you're going.
And I looked at the lady. She says, "Yeah." She said, "I'm sorry about your weight." And I said, "Do you think I'm fat?" And she says, "No." And I said, "Well, then why do you apologize because of my weight?"
That's when they close the little window and say, "Go park over there. They'll bring it out to you."
Yes,
because she didn't want to deal with you anymore.
And then, have you seen what they wear when they come out? They're like a state road worker.
I noticed that.
Yeah, they got these.
They must expect these cars moving pretty fast to the parking
something
lot.
Something must have happened.
Something must have happened. You know, it always is that way. When you buy a baby carriage and it says, do not close it up with a baby still in it, you know what that means?
Some parent.
Someone did it.
That's nuts.
I mean, someone did it. You know that's why they put that on there, legal reasons, because someone did it, and therefore it just might happen again. Or they may buy a second carriage and do it again.
You know what bothers me?
Tell me.
There's a sign on the front of the post office. It says, no dogs allowed except for seeing eye dogs. Now think about that. The person that has a seeing eye dog can't see it, and the dog can't read it. what it says.
That's really good.
But it says,
that's, you know, a new one. I haven't heard
you
that.
You haven't heard that?
No, but that's really good.
I'll
like
tell you
that.
Another thing that bothers me is Braille on the drive-through ATM. That bothers me, too.
Well, is that, it because they reach out and they touch the panel or something like that?
Yeah, but, I mean, it's like, okay.
How would they know it has Braille? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, it's the drive-through ATM, and there's Braille.
Oh. That's good.
So what does that tell you?
Well, your mind is...
It does. It doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop,
but I sleep well.
You do?
I do sleep.
You resolve everything before you go to bed at night.
I do. Let me tell you something that happened. We just got back from...
I'm still enjoying the one about the dog and Braille.
Oh, yeah.
the guy can't see it and the dog can't read it.
No, that's true. And the animal, you know, there was some kind of situation that happened while we were at the... you know, we just got back from church camp with the Winfield campus.
Yes.
And just an awesome time. So I called the swimming pool. And you were talking about, like, closing babies up, you know, and this kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I called the swimming pool. I had been there before one other time that I had a couple hours, so I thought I'd go swim. So Luke wanted to take he's Jay's son, and he takes care of the youth, which is now called Chosen Youth.
I saw that.
And so I thought that was neat. And so
that's
anyway, he wanted to take him.
That's already been used. You know that.
The Chosen Youth?
Yeah, it's already been used.
With us?
The Chosen.
Oh, the Chosen. The Frozen Chosen?
No, the movie, the series.
I know.
Oh, you
did. They said they can use it. They said they can use the logo.
Talk to Jonathan himself, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Word from the top, you know?
All the way. So I called and said, hey, we're bringing a group of teenagers and some counselors to the pool today. We want to make sure you're open because it had been raining. You know, it had been raining some. Mm-hmm. And they said, yes, have you filled out the paperwork? And I said, paperwork? No. And this is like 2 hours before we go. You know, I was trying to be proactive in this thing. So I said, what paperwork? Well, we need you to call this lady. And she worked for the city of Winston-Salem. So she tells me that I call her and she answers. That's amazing. You know, she answers.
Just as you got someone speaking
yes,
English.
Yes, absolutely.
That's a double.
And so here's what she said. She said, I'll email you the forms that you need to fill out. And I also need a copy of your insurance policy that has us listed as a beneficiary.
Oh, my God.
At the bottom of the thing, the city. So she gave me that information. So I called our insurance company. And
this is a true story.
Yeah, this happened on Thursday, and so I had to call the insurance company, give them the address, have them email me the form. I scan it to the lady. Okay, here's what she tells me. After then, I've scanned everything. That's an hour right there.
Wow.
We're leaving in two, so we're down to one, and so. Then she sends me a seven page rules and regs.
I'm getting tired.
So then we had to have a conference call with her and all the leadership that was going.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so it gets better. We get to the swimming pool. She says, now when you get to the pool, she said, everyone that is swimming will have to swim the length of the pool without touching. And then tread water for 60 seconds in the deep end for us to decide whether they need a life jacket or not. I ain't lying.
There ain't nothing like going to a pool with a life jacket on.
Well, they had a whole room full of life jackets.
Oh,
so you were talking about like closing a baby up and that kind of thing. So something must have happened with a church camp or something. But anyway, I was amazed at the hoops that we had to jump through just to go swimming.
Did you get to go finally?
We did get to go.
And everybody went through the test.
Everybody went through the test. Everybody was fine. But they were serious about it. I mean, they lined four at a time. You jump into water and you swim. And then after those go, then they go to the deep end and they tread water for 60 seconds. And then after that, everybody's fine. We were the only ones there because it had been raining. And so it finally quit raining. The sun was coming out. It warmed up. It was just a great day. But to get there, have mercy.
John,
it was crazy.
Now, if you went in individually or just a family, you didn't have to go through that, right?
No, and we didn't. And the counselors, we didn't have to do it.
You know what you should have done?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Yeah, but there was like all kinds of people
you
there.
Didn't think
and nobody,
it out, did you, John?
There was.
Didn't
yes, I did. I did think it out. But they would have known. they would have known that we were all together.
Well, so, no, just going like every, like, just like jumping in the pool one at a time. Just go in one at a time.
Yeah, but we got a group rate.
Was it worth it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, actually it was. Yeah.
All right. All right. That's up to you, I guess. But I think I was.
But I'm
meet
thinking
you at the pool.
Just.
One at a time. And act like you don't know each other until you get in the water and say, oh, you're my. Let's make friends.
And so we went for 2 hours. So what we could have done, we could have staggered that every 15 minutes that somebody knew, somebody from the crew walked in. So by the time the last crew went in, they'd have 15 minutes to swim.
So you already figured all that
all
out.
I had it all figured out. It just. I thought, mercy. So, I mean, they were very nice,
man.
Very nice, very wonderful. And I just couldn't believe the hoops that we had to travel through on that. But God really helped us. But it goes back to what you were talking about with, you know, with closing babies up and all that
and
stuff.
And you see that stuff on different products, and you just know when you read it, someone's done this.
Yeah. And
someone's done this.
And it's like, how much, I mean, on my dumbest day.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done something like that.
And like one of them might say, don't use this radio while taking a shower.
Yeah.
You know, someone has done that.
I mean, just. Well, I mean, it's just like a pill that an adult would say, the adult would take, mm-hmm. and they say, keep out of reach of children. I mean, but the children's not taking it. The adult's taking it. Keep it out of reach of children.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're curious. They like to reach for things all the time. So
retch for it?
Retch for it.
John Sandy's retching for part 3 of Love God and Hate Sin. My phone rang. I've got to call the daycare. They've called.
Oh, we're done.
Well, it's.
That's what you're saying. We're done.
We've been going.
You ran out of time for
our
me.
Our dialogue has been 16 minutes. Out of 21. Out of 21, we had a countdown.
And no one's listening. Don't tell me. I don't want to.
No, let me see.
It's like my wife on my diet. If I'm going to eat something, she said, let me check the carbs. I said, no. If I know I'm going to eat it, I don't want to know. If I already know I'm going to eat it, no.
John Sandy's diet continues.
I did. I'm down to a new low today.
New low?
Mm-hmm. Since our children were little.
Really?
I go by weight one night where we got married.
Yeah.
And we had children, first had children. My weight, I'm getting. And well, I'm in a new low since then. So.
Pastor Stephen and the Mountain Church's members, here's what he says. Members are here with their phones watching.
Oh, bless their hearts. We love you guys.
Love you guys.
You
and
guys are awesome.
He said they're watching you. They're not watching you,
watching
but they're watching,
you, watching
they're
you,
watching,
watching
me,
you.
But they're not
private
watching you.
Private eyes.
Are they watching you or are they watching me?
Hall of Notes. Private eyes.
Private
watching
eyes.
You.
They're watching you.
Watching you. Watching you. Watching you.
I'm seeing all this right now.
Yeah, well, that's awesome.
Hey,
it?
Everybody. Glad to have you
Absolutely.
All tuned in today. No
Our
doubt.
Neighbors just down the road.
Yes.
Around the corner.
Like, yeah.
Like, yeah, I wonder if their humor is different. Like, they're sitting there going, I don't get it. Why of course, most people are saying that about us.
Why yeah, they, only in the United States.
Yeah, why are they laughing? That wasn't funny.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit farther than around the corner because I think that flight is like somebody told me 18 hours. It's like time you get on the plane, it's like 18 hours for
everything. Do you have layovers anywhere?
Layovers?
Yeah.
Try not to.
I'm trying to figure where the 18 hours. It takes 18 hours to actually fly?
I don't know. I was just told that.
Israel was about 12. I think Australia was about 12 or 13.
That's 18. A long time. I've been on a plane 9 hours. 9 hours, that's coming back from Paris.
And
to Cincinnati.
And they make sure they're really small seats on purpose. I think they do it on purpose.
Yeah.
They want you miserable.
They do. I'm thinking about, you know, it's like.
Have you checked it out yet?
They have first class and then they have business class.
Now, see, even business class would probably be better. You'd probably be a little more leg room.
Business. Yeah,
business.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm hoping that.
When you say February, do you say the R?
February.
Do you say the R?
Do you say syrup or syrup?
Syrup.
Syrup.
Like syrup. Yes, sir. Like yes, sir. Like a
So how do you say that word?
Syrup.
So what is the correct political pronunciation of syrup? Syrup or syrup?
Well,
we had this conversation at home. Lindsay, John, Christopher.
You guys like really yeah, a lot of
wear
free time.
Me out.
A lot of free time.
Oh, yeah, we don't have anything
up,
to do today.
You tell when they were growing up or recently?
Recently.
That's a relationship.
Actually, the conversation happened yesterday at Shoney's because they wanted Kathy wanted pancakes, and so Christy said, "Can they bring us some sugar-free syrup?"
So you have to figure out how you gonna pronounce that Y. S-Y-R-U-P.
Syrup or syrup?
What did they go with?
I don't know. I'm confused. It's got to be of the devil because I'm confused. Confusion is not of God. So I'm confused on syrup. Syrup.
Syrup. I would say syrup, like an E sound, syrup.
Syrup. Then it's got a Y in it.
But sometimes a Y is a little strange in a word.
So here's my question.
Supply. Don't you say I on supply?
Yeah. So why put it in there? It's like people like Dawn.
Well, you'd have syrup.
Syrup. Well, yeah. Well, it's like Dawn, you know, Dawn Weitzel will say, you know, that she puts mayonnaise in stuff, but you can't taste it. So I'm thinking, okay, if you can't taste it, why put it in there?
Because of the texture.
But who cares about texture?
Oh, honey,
it's about
texture.
Taste.
Honey, the four food groups, don't you know? Don't you know the best way to know if you're eating a good balanced meal is a lot of color on your plate?
Yeah, but when you start that, you're talking down to me. I can tell. That it's like, it's like, don't you know? It's like, you're talking down to me.
You picked up on that.
I did. You think I'm, what is it? Stupid. I manipulate. I manipulate and you talk down. So between the two of us, we're dysfunctional.
Between the two of us, we're a mess. That's just,
yeah.
That's why we can't figure out who's the first John.
First John?
The John John Show.
It's a John John Show.
Whatever, right?
Yeah.
My wife wants to start a ministry entitled It's Always Something Ministry.
That's true. So it can be.
It
you
can.
Know, it's sometimes. No doubt
so
about it.
So you're going to go to Tudor's again?
No. I've got a busy day. I've got stuff.
You got one busy day.
I got stuff to do. Grant's coming in to do a hip hop show in about a half hour.
I got to start putting some music tracks together.
You
again
do? Yeah. What's the deal with that?
Well, you're not able to also. He's like, when we come, you got to go. Says you're done. I got to go. I can't stay. I got to go.
We talk for 30 minutes after you're done.
Well, I know, but that music's an hour.
We could do that. We could literally stop talking and do the show.
We could do a lot if we stopped talking.
Yeah, we could.
We get a lot done. Just stop talking.
Done did it.
Now, here's my question for you. Have you put together an opening song for us yet?
An opening song?
Yeah, don't you remember last week? Are you already forgetting? You used AI and wrote a song for us.
Oh,
the John John Show, remember?
Did you like that one?
I loved it. But I mean, if you want, you said you were going to work on one. I said, work on one that's 5 minutes.
I gave you the download. I mean, I showed you how to
you
do
told,
it.
No, you didn't show me. You just told me. That's all. You talk down to me. When you tell me something, like I have a question about technical things, you give me this look and go, okay, here's what you do. See, then you just, that's very discouraging.
I don't do that to you. I really don't.
Okay. How many times did you say, oh, you got it there? Teaching Jesus in funny ways. Old stories ain't too shy. I like that. Laughing loud, reach for the sky. Faith and fun in every line. Faith and fun. Podcast time is intertwined. Ooh, yeah. John John Show. Go. Yeah. On this pause. WV Live. Yeah. I love it.
How could you hear it? You talked all the way through it. Here's the other one.
You know what we all do? We do it again, but then I just laugh at different places. John and Sandy telling tales older
than dirt never fails. I like that one better.
I'm sure you do. Teaching Jesus in funny ways. Komodo stories ain't too shy. Laughing loud, reach for the sky. Faith and fun in every line. Podcast time, let's intertwine. What did they say about older than dirt? I heard that.
John,
that's just awesome stuff.
Yeah, it is good stuff.
You need to put something together and ask for it to be 5 minutes so it times down with your 5 minute countdown.
I could do that.
That'd be awesome.
Then
I was very impressed. I'm very impressed with
my creativity.
No, with you using it.
Well, let me tell you a funny thing. Bobby McAllister on our leadership team in Winston. Mm-hmm. We have this thing that, you know, both of us are musicians, and it seems like that the people that aren't people that are musicians too. But when there's a solo, like of a steel guitar or a lead guitar, mm-hmm. somebody talks.
In an audience?
No, like on the stage.
Oh, they like talking with the music?
They talk with the music. It's like, yes, if you need Jesus today down and blah, blah, blah.
Yes, I get it.
And so Bobby is doing this this awesome electric guitar turnaround. And, man, it's just powerful. And it's just awesome. And I just love every bit of it. And Jennifer starts talking like about halfway through it. And I told Bobby on the way home, when I was on my way home from Winston, I said, she talked during your turnaround. He says, I don't know what I'm going to do with her. And I called her Kenny Henson Jr. because Kenny Henson was bad about that. Kenny Henson was like when the steel guitar is playing and he'd say, would you make welcome the steel player, blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, let him play.
Can we listen, please?
Yes. Can we hear? And so anyway. Hear. So it was kind of funny. But anyway, so it kind of reminded me of you talking through the song. You know, it's like, dang. It's like,
yeah, but I was trying to add to it the coolness of the song.
I guess. Yeah. They could use your voice on Disneyland.
On Disneyland? Yeah. I'd love to do voice. I do voices at home by myself. When me and Milo, just the two of us. I'm free at home when I'm alone. And I'll just do all kinds of stuff.
The butler.
Voices. And
Yes. Hey, we're so thankful. We have an offering today.
You do?
Yeah, we have an offering today.
Yeah.
Somebody gave us money for our show to stop it.
Just remember.
To not do it anymore.
Just remember, money makes sense.
John, you're so good.
That was... Oh.
You know, nobody ever gives us any money on the show.
I wanted you to have money right on the show.
I always put out there that, you know, please help us.
Please
it's
help
like
us.
I look just as pitiful as I can. I don't know how to look any more pitiful.
No, you're very effective.
Yeah, so, I mean, what if you pay us not to be on?
Ooh.
Yes.
It's the reverse psychology.
Yeah, let me put that on the screen. Okay, here it is. Pay us not to be on the air. Text the word Pulse. It's on the screen. 1-304-244-3187. Go to thepulsechurch.com, give through PayPal, or you can mail your love gift to P.O. Box 141, Gassaway, West Virginia, 26624. Pay us not to be on.
Text, love you to be off.
Yeah.
Love you when you're off.
Yeah, there you go.
So, well, how about this one? The more you give, the longer we'll stay off.
That's it. That's like a preacher one time said, I've got a $100 message that's, let's see if I get this right. It's a $100 message that is 20 minutes. Then I've got a $20 message that's an hour. So which one do you want?
Yeah, that's
real
tempting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. 20 minutes. Be done.
Then they're still waiting for a shorter one, see?
I think so. I think so. So if you all would like to support us for not being on the air.
We can do that.
We can do there are several ways to give. Here they are. They're on the screen again. Three different ways.
That's desperate.
Come on, do it now. Do it now. God will bless you.
Go ahead, do it.
I tell you what, let me do this right if I'm going to do it. What's that song that they play with them pitiful dogs? Eyes of an Angel, Heart.
Oh, the Eyes of
an Angel. Hold on a minute. Eyes of an Angel. Now, who was that sung that?
I know it's a female, but I don't know that many artists, so, you know.
Was that?
Secular artist.
Let's see here. I don't know. There's a...
Cynthia might know.
Let's see. Eyes of an Angel.
Cynthia, do you know?
Is she here? Eyes?
Yeah. She could come in any second if you want her.
And Angel. Angel commercial. A-N-G-L-E commercial. Okay, here I think I found it. Okay.
I can't watch those commercials. We turn it. It's too hard on me.
Yeah, but I think I could do something here.
You may have something here, John. I'm excited.
Three different ways that you could give to this ministry. You can text the word PULSE to 1-304-244-3187.
I'll give.
PulseChurch.com, give through PayPal, or mail your love gift to P.O. Box 141, Gassaway, West Virginia, 26624. And thank you for all your gifts. And if you give, I'll make sure John doesn't get chained up in the wintertime.
Oh, this breaks me up.
You can't
I can't do it. Here, take my money. Take it all.
I tell you what, if you would show that commercial to Milo, I guarantee you he wouldn't bark as much as he does. If you say, if you don't quit barking, I'm going to make it, is going to be you.
This is, man, that's rough.
Scarring for life. He'll think about it. He'll think about it, but he won't do it.
Cower in a corner with a bottle. One of Cynthia's.
Cynthia's bottle. Oh, that's funny.
Well, 2 weeks ago, Cynthia did this opening where we exchanged phones and said, are you comfortable giving your husband and your wife your phone? And I stood there and I said, who's Jerry?
Yeah, Jerry,
And then she said, you need to tell them that you were joking. You know,
she wasn't. You weren't, though. You were serious about that.
Well, now I'm in real trouble now.
Yeah. That was in her black book, right?
Yeah, one of them.
One of them? Yeah.
She has one of those speed dial things. She has one of those.
I'm going to go lock the door. She's
on her way.
I guarantee.
Yeah.
She's awake now.
Yeah.
And she's here she comes.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. Man, you're in trouble now.
I stay in trouble.
So what do you think?
I don't get in trouble.
Was that pitiful enough for people to give?
Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Well, pay us not to be on, and I won't play that music anymore. and I can see it now if you give right now. We'll make sure we won't be on.
There you go.
At least till next week. No doubt. John Sandy, part 3, Love God and Hate Sin.
Love God, Hate Sin.
Part 3.
Part 3. Thank you, John.
Yes, sir.
And thank you for all that have joined with us. We appreciate you taking the time.
There's nobody watching.
Now, see, you did it again.
There's one person. Well, no.
No, you're wrong.
No, they're watching in Africa because they all have their phones, they said.
No, Cynthia's probably watching. My son may be watching again. We don't know. You just don't know what's going on. You think you know. When you say no one's listening.
You're talking down to me again. You're
sweetheart.
Yeah, he's talking down
honey,
to me.
Honey.
So to boost me up, if you'll give to this ministry, here's the pulse. There's how to do it.
I hate it when a waitress calls me honey. I just, you know. It's just,
honey?
Yeah.
Well, there's a story of that.
I know. It's a sad
this
one.
Guy said.
Play the music.
This guy said they were out playing golf, and he said, I want to show you how you're supposed to treat the waitress. And he said, okay. So the waitress comes over and says, and how can I help you all? And he says, would you pass the honey, honey? And it just kind of melted her, you know. And the other guy said, well, I can do this. And he said, they were all single, you know. The other guy said, pass the sugar. And she just kind of melted, you know. Third guy, he said, pass the tea bag. Yeah, he didn't quite get it, you know. Pass the tea bag. Yep, that's the truth. Yep.
I've heard that too. It's still funny.
It's still funny. You still think that's funny?
Yeah, it's kind of like those Sears commercials, you know, if you want to talk about.
All that's Kmart. That's not Sears.
Oh, I thought that was Sears.
You want me to play those for you?
No.
Now we know why Kmart's out of business.
Yeah, because it's commercials. I thought that's why Sears went out, but it wasn't that reason. It must have been something else.
I think Sears piggybacked after Kmart, and they both went out. Well, they were partners there for a while.
Were they really?
Yeah, they were.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
Your knowledge is so impressive.
I tell you.
We get it free. Just all we have to do is listen. Take time to listen when you talk.
Or if you want to quit listening, you can pay us to quit listening. Here's how to do that on the screen.
This might work.
Yeah, what?
John will stop his corny jokes.
Yeah, if you'll pay us.
If you'll pay us. Shut him up.
Shut me up.
That's not fun. Here's the money. We'll start.
Yeah.
We'll start the money right here.
Here's the money.
Here's the money. We're going to start.
Absolutely.
Okay, John, shut up.
Shut it. Oh, now you done put a hole in the bag.
Well, you know, I think I lost a coin getting a car, and I couldn't find the hole, but you just did.
Ah, I got you.
But it's still good stuff.
I got you. I appreciate your offering. Was that for me to like to say nothing?
That's to shut you up.
Shut me up. Shut up. We've gone 34 minutes with this dialogue.
And saying nothing.
Saying
absolutely
nothing.
Nothing.
But people tell me all the time. They stop me on the street and they say, you guys are really funny.
Together?
Huh?
Together or separately?
Well, yes, together. Together, we are really funny, people say. I've had people stop me on the street and say that.
I would love
I'm not lying.
I'd love for us to do a morning show together. Just
we are doing a morning show.
No, syndicated.
Syndicated morning show?
Well, it'd be awesome. Wouldn't it be fun?
We'd be in jail. We'd be in jail.
Yeah, I can just see.
They
like,
come in.
They come in like Cynthia does.
Yeah.
But we think it's her and it's not. It's the cops.
The cops. And they come in and take us out.
We might be on the cops program some night.
What, how, what was the theme song to that?
Bad Boys.
Yeah.
What you going to do when they come for you, Bad Boys? Bad. Yeah. I keep waiting to see. Keep waiting to see our trailer park in there.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
But hey, if they go to trailer parks a lot. You notice that?
I never watch a show.
It's,
you know,
fascinating.
But I've heard of it, but I've never watched it. But yeah, that would definitely be. Then we could be like, if we go to jail or something like that, then maybe we can, you know, we can learn something.
Yeah.
Be a ministry.
Yeah, be a ministry. Get him laughing.
I don't
think so.
Yeah. They'd have to put me in solitary confinement. Keep me away from people.
They'd have to separate you and me. That's what they had to do.
Yeah, because that would be the problem, no doubt.
Yeah.
There's a hole in this bag here.
I didn't know it until I was taking it out to the car, and I really apologize.
Can you fix that? Can you bring it back?
I could get another bag.
No,
tea.
That's okay. Back tea bag.
That's funny.
There's a frog on a wart on a knot on a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. Absolutely.
That's going back.
That's going back.
You remembered that. I'm impressed.
I know. I've got to go make a phone call. What?
Can you do the Big Mac song? Two offbeat patties? Can you do
offbeat. Offbeat. Yeah, two offbeat. Yeah.
You already blew it.
Yeah, wait a minute. Say it again. You can't even say it.
Well, see, I just look up to you. I just do what you do. I follow
your
example.
You're talking down again. You're talking down again. While you're looking up to me, you're talking down to me.
Two all beef patties.
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce,
pickles,
lettuce, cheese, pickles, onion on a sesame seed bun.
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Absolutely.
Ooh, that's made me hungry.
What about the one for Burger King? The Whopper.
Have it your way.
Yeah, have it your way.
Yeah. That king always freaks me out.
The king does?
Oh, he freaks me out. There's something about that frozen smile on his face.
What about Oscar Mayer?
Oscar Mayer.
My baloney has a first name.
First of all, my family would not let me use the word wiener in the house, but it says it right on a package.
It does.
Oscar Mayer what? Honey, what does it say right there?
There she is.
Wiener.
Oh, there's Grant.
That was Grant.
There's Grant.
Just send me in here to beach. I'll tell y'all to start it.
Just stop.
I'm trying.
Someone said just stop.
I
better get on. He's got a job to do.
Grant, I'm trying. I've been trying for 38 minutes to get him to get done.
I know. I've been listening.
I want.
What time you got to go?
He does hip hop.
I got all day.
Oh, we're good.
Well, I'm
Let's
glad
keep going.
You do.
Tell another joke.
You want me to get another microphone?
We're threatening people. We're threatening people that if they don't give, we're going to stay on the air.
don't you think that's a good
– That's a great idea.
I think it is. Like, pay us to not be on.
Here's the problem with that, though.
What?
If they pay you to not be on
– How would they know?
There's not a show, and how would they know to give to tell you not to be on?
Well, ask the blind dog.
One dark day in the middle of the night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other, drew their swords, and shot each other. The deaf man heard the noise and went down to see the two dead boys.
That's what I put up with. This is what I
then,
put up with. And I don't get paid anything.
They said, then at the end of it, it says, ask the blind man, he saw it all. There you go.
Lord.
Right there.
Syndicate show. Huh? I could be on it too.
Yeah.
We'd
We'd have you'd always be the voice in the background. Yeah, that's what you'd be the voice like the remember on do you remember the guy under the stairs in Larry David Letterman's show?
The guy on the stairs?
He under the stairs. He actually would open up the steps and come out in the audience and
I don't
talk.
Remember that.
The guy under the stairs. Well, he went on to do movies and things. He did pretty good for himself.
I can tell you something, that if Grant was on this show It would be the John Show and Grant.
Replacement.
We would go straight from jail to prison. All three of us. We wouldn't be in jail.
We'd go straight to prison. Here's what
we'd have
to do. We'd get an exclusive private location. We'd have to change.
Absolutely.
Costly move.
Yeah, they'd have to constantly be moving us.
We're in a car right now broadcasting live.
Yes.
You know, that kind of thing.
And we could hire the ex-Secret Service leader to get us where we need to go.
We don't want one of the ones that were Trump's, that's for sure.
No, definitely
Lord,
not.
Was that a disaster.
Would you get done?
I'm done.
You're done?
I'm ready to go. Yeah, I'm finished.
You got like 400 pages over there.
I know. I'm just
Grant, let's go eat. Yeah. And by the time we get
breakfast
done.
Breakfast and lunch.
Yes. That's what we should do.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
All right. Yeah.
Just do me a favor. When I'm closing, get back in the seat.
But you're closing.
That's rough. But when I close.
Let me tell you something. I have literally been in Charleston, which is 30 minutes away. And John Sandy says, and now in closing, I'm thinking, I'm going into panic mode. And the thing about it, and then when I get back, 30 minutes later, you're still closing.
See, I know where you're at, and that's why I do that.
You close. You're like, your close is like three times.
Yeah.
You have like three different closes.
It's that good.
Pastors, though? Huh?
Ain't that most pastors?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true. But I'm one of the worst. I got to admit, I am one of the worst.
He does. I mean, it's like, I know. I mean, I was at the bank the other day, and he said, in closing, and I'm thinking, and I'm five minutes away.
I'm thinking, I am in trouble.
And then when I get back, and it's like, okay, he's on his third close.
Well, here's the thing.
It's like,
Grant,
Jesus.
Here's the thing he does not tell you.
I
am actually ready to close, and he's not here. So what do? I do another close, and I do a third close. I keep looking. Oh, his seat is still empty, Grant. I am forced to do a long close.
No, you're not. You are.
We know that it's not really a close until the band starts to play.
That's right, and the fat lady sings. Of course, you can't say fat lady anymore, can you?
No.
That's politically
You said
political.
Fat?
Ample. I'm trying. I'm trying to work with society. I don't fit in. I just, when I saw the Olympics, I just don't fit in anymore.
You better be glad that your wife can't see this episode for some reason. Her phone is not working.
She must be off the air somewhere.
That is a good.
She's
well,
a part
let
of
me
the
tell
story.
You something. When it comes to technology with the Sandys,
oh, please.
The nut doesn't fall far from the tree. I'm telling you, it doesn't. John said, can you show me how? I said, no, I'm not. Call somebody.
Michelle's pretty good at it.
Yeah, Michelle's
good. I
tried.
She couldn't help me last night. I got Geek Squad. They're on my speed dial, Geek Squad is.
I'm telling you what, those guys were probably sober until you joined them.
Well, you know what? It was so bad last night that they
you
said.
You caused them to drink, I'm sure.
Now, I'm known to ask a lot of questions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
That is like an understatement.
Yeah, and I'm on the phone with them, right? And they're working through a problem. My Gmail.
And they have
not
caller
working.
ID, and they say, I'm not taking that
I'm not
call.
Taking this
I'm
one.
Not doing
well,
that.
Well, see, I worked around that. See, they ask you, the automated call says, hi, John, welcome to Geek Squad as a faithful member, and says, how can I help you today? It's all automated. They said, can you go to bestbuy.com? I say, no. Is your computer working? Yes. Do you have power? Yes. Just a second, I'll get somebody. See, I fool them.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I can go on bestbuy.com, but that doesn't work for me. So I have to make them answer the call. See, I know what I'm doing. I've thought this out.
He called the Geek Squad the other day because he was having trouble with his dangling participle.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Well, I said I'm not.
He was writing a paper, and he was having trouble. He says, I don't know where to put the dangling participle.
And I told him, I said, look, I'm not getting off the air until you get someone that speaks English. And so we're on there a long time.
Really? Till you find somebody?
Oh, well, I never do. I just had to hang. Well, last night, I thought they were going to hang up on me because they helped me with my problem with the Gmail, and I had an extra question, which I usually do.
And I would hang up
on
them.
He says, sir, I think you need to call back again for that question. In other words, I'm tired of it. I'm out of
here. How much is that a month, the Geek Squad?
I don't know. It's $200 a year or $170. It's almost $200 a year.
And he says he's poor.
I am.
He says he's poor.
I am because
he can spend $200.
No, I'm poor because I had to give them
$200. Wait a minute. He has all year to build that up. So he takes a dollar a day.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's a cup of coffee.
I think he calls
It's less than a combo.
You're going to call every day those people. You're going. I mean, there's. It's like,
he gets his money's worth. That's all.
I do. I work it.
I'm glad I don't work there. Because I tell you, somebody.
Well, they wouldn't let you anyway because you speak English.
That's all you think.
You wouldn't make.
There's only about three of them that work over there that computers.
Oh, it's in the same.
I think it's AI. I don't think they exist.
Yeah.
They're not real.
They're all Geraldo, all of them.
Are we going to do a teaching today?
I don't know. I don't know. I think we need to have an altar call.
I think Uganda's pastors, going, they really do say something that helps us. Wait, they really will. They'll say something that matters.
Yeah, and he's saying, he's trying to promote us being there. He said, these are the guys that are coming there. They're coming to rescue us and to preach to us not rescue.
Oh, by the way, can you change one of the titles on my series I just finished? Can you still go back and change it?
What's one?
The one that says faith demands respect.
Did you change it?
No, it's been that way. You just haven't listened. You never listen to me.
I don't do your graphics.
You get my email. Look, read it.
Demands respect?
Faith demands respect.
Well, nobody watches it anyway. No. So, I mean, it's like, why? People don't care what the logo looks like. When you've got two downloads. You got two downloads. I'm not changing a graphic for two downloads.
And that's family. And that's family.
Made enough to turn the air on in here?
It's 74. I just brought it down one, J-Mace.
J-Mace. Does he require like anything? Does he require coffee and all that stuff?
It's Winfield privileged.
I want iced coffee.
It's Winfield privileged. I mean, okay, Grant's getting ready to do a hip-hop show. I mean, he wants the temperature brought down.
And he's awesome.
When Jay does his show, it's like I have to.
You do a great job. You do an awesome job with that. And it really gives us a whole different type of music, Christian music. I think it's awesome.
He's lying. He don't listen. He's just saying that.
All right. I changed some people's perspective down at the youth camp.
Oh, yeah.
You could tell some stories, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know. When did y'all get home?
I got home about 6.
Did
6:30.
You? 6:30.
Yeah.
This morning?
No. Saturday night.
Well, I was thinking that's pretty
impressive. I left at 6:20 that morning. I was home by 10:30.
John loves to tell you all the sacrifices he makes. It's kind of like that passive-aggressive thing he's got.
John makes more sacrifices than anybody over here.
Oh, whoa. Give him a come to the microphone.
My mic's,
yes. Hold on a minute. Get to the microphone on this one. It's good. Give him the microphone. I mean, it's like, what? Now, bend down just a little bit so people can see. Okay.
Am I down?
Wait a minute.
He cut the mic.
No, it's
off
on. It's on. Okay. I can hear you. Now, listen. What was it you just said?
John Fowler gives up more to do the stuff that he does.
No.
I promise you. Listen, he comes. I know, right? That's what he does. Because look, last week.
Oh, thank the Lord! He always gives God credit. I'm sick of it.
He spent all week down in Winston-Salem.
He told us all about it.
And then I know I heard him.
I did not.
I heard him.
Everything.
I heard him
all over that.
And while he was down there,
that's crazy.
While he was down there, he did the graphics. He ran the soundboard. He played the keyboard. He sang.
Oh, it was fun.
He did the thing for the pool, which is a true story, by the way, because I'm sitting there the whole time going, did somebody drown eventually?
Somebody would have had to.
What are we doing?
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
We got it. And then I wondered, do they do it every single time a kid comes?
I asked him if it was groups.
Yeah. I mean, John, now just tells you where John's heart is. He's got a workaround. That's not right.
I bet you
he doesn't claim all the money that he makes to the IRS. He's one of those types. I mean,
that's not Jesus.
So he's wanting me to do a workaround.
That's why I gave
you
cash.
Oh, you gave me cash.
Lord
Jesus. That's why I gave you cash, because I don't have to claim it.
Oh, I'm leaving. I'm offended.
Yeah, it's that passive aggressive.
Yeah, I'm going to be a Christian here.
Are you going to be hurt? Now, see, the humility and being hurt at the same time is just too much. Because when you start acting like humble,
48 minutes of my life that I'll never get back. Lord Jesus,
never see it
help
again.
Help me, somebody.
Well, you know, I believe that God gives whatever you give, God gives back. So. Maybe
we've been here so long that the water behind us is frozen now because it's wintertime. We've gone through a season. That water was running a little bit ago. Now it's freezing. The leaves are changing.
Now, see, I'm going to feel guilty about sharing God's word now.
There you go, talking down to me again. You better stop it,
honey.
I'm leaving. If I leave, I know you won't talk to me anymore.
And I'll close.
Yes. John Sandy. This is the third intro. John Sandy.
Oh, it matches the close.
Jan Sandy. Love God, Hate Sin, yes. Part 3.
Part 3. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the John John Show. Yes, love God and hate sin. You got to put "and" in there because you can't. No, you did it right. It's just I add that to make a point. You can go and I'll see you later. You may leave. Now we'll raise some money. Now we'll get somewhere. Love God, hate sin, or love God and hate sin, because you have to do both. You can love God, but you also have to hate everything God hates. Love what God loves and hate what God hates. And that was what we kind of opened with. And we talked about, did Jesus ever get angry or exasperated with people? Well, we're going to give you some examples where he had to deal with situations.
Well, I must be like him.
What?
I said, I must be
you,
like Jesus.
You are.
In
fact, I got your picture.
Exasperated with people, especially the one across from
us. This is the John John Show. You
I'm
decide.
Not going to say anything else.
Just bless your heart. You know, John.
I'm just trying to be a blessing.
And to think that you,
Jesus.
I feel really bad because you do so much, and I just feel like I don't appreciate you enough. How am I doing?
I didn't mean to interrupt.
I was starting to throw up there. That was hard to do. Ooh, being nice to John. But let's continue on with examples of how Jesus had to deal with people. Now, remember, keep in mind that Jesus had no problem with sinners. In fact, there was everyone he healed were not saved. Think about that. And he didn't heal someone with a question mark. He just knew God's call in his life. He did what he saw his father do, and his father heals, and so he did. But it was the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the disciples that Jesus had an issue with. So let's talk about that for just a moment. So let's look at John chapter 2, just verses 15 through 17 from the New King James Version. And I hope all of you at Uganda are still with us. We'll get into a little word here and hope we can say something that might help you or encourage you along the way today. So in John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17 from the New King James Version, when he had made a whip, of course, I remember Jesus made the whip. He had plenty of time to think about this. And remember, he went in the temple twice to do this. He drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the ox. See, they made it into a marketplace. And that was what really upset Jesus, because not only was it a marketplace, there was exchanging of money. It was not the place in God's house. So he came down on them, didn't he? And poured out the changers' money and overturned the tables. And he said to them, to those who sold doves, take these things away. Do not make my father's house a house of merchandise. Then his disciples remembered that it was written, zeal, quote, zeal for our house, zeal for your house has eaten me up. It's a strong language. But that's how strongly Jesus felt about this. And folks, don't be mistaken. I'm sure that whip struck some people. And the city overturned the tables. So I asked this question recently. Are you sitting at a table that Jesus is getting ready to overturn? So when you come into the house of God, this can be translated in different ways. Come into the house of God to serve and worship him. We come to give, not to take. And see, they were taking and making money. They were making money off of the temple and using it for the wrong purpose. We're there to give. That's what you do. You go to church to give. Yes, we receive because that's just the way our God works. But we're there to give, to worship and praise him, aren't we? Amen. And I know that the church in Uganda, they sent us some wonderful video of their worship, and we just absolutely loved it. And we appreciate that. Luke 9:41 from the NIV. Jesus was dealing with a boy possessed with a demon spirit. Now, here again, we're going to see how Jesus had to respond to his disciples. That his disciples could not heal. Now, remember that, what I just said there. Disciples could not heal. And speaking to his disciples, he said, quote, you unbelieving and perverse generation. Ouch, that's pretty strong stuff. Jesus replied, how long shall I stay with you and put up with you? Now, we know this is almost like a text form of reading someone's writing, and you don't get the voice inflections. I'm sure that Jesus was not very happy. How do we know? Because he just got through saying, you unbelieving and perverse generation. Now, John got on me once because I referred to the fig tree as perverse, as a pervert. Well, Jesus uses it right here, John, and it does. If you look up the definition for pervert, John, it tells you about things that are contrary to what they should be. So it was pretty appropriate, but just a little side note there for my pastor so he can learn and take some notes here. Jesus replied, "How long shall I stay with you and put up with you?" He was not happy with the disciples. And let me tell you why. You think, well, they weren't able to do it, so why was he so upset? They're growing. Well, first of all, they believed that they could do it because they said, why were we not able to heal him? See, they're even questioned. They thought we should be able to do this. And due to circumstances that we won't go into much right here, there were reasons why their faith did not work this time. Now, you say, well, it must not have been God's will. That's our contemporary way of looking at Scripture. You might say, well, you know, God heals some and sometimes he doesn't. No, that is not the word of God. God desires that none perish. He came to heal all of us. When he said you, when God says you, that's plural. Now, we think of it singularly, right? But he means it's in plural. You, you unbelieving and perverse generation, that's plural. How long shall I stay with you and put up with you? A lot of yous in there, but they're all plural. He's referring to all the disciples. Now, why was he upset? Because he knew that they had the authority to do it. Now, methinks that when they tried to deliver this young man, it was quite an unusual situation. This boy was in dire need, and they probably saw manifestations from this boy's possession, demon possession, that probably put a little fear in them and maybe caused their faith to wane. Now, it's not the size of your faith, it's the lack of unbelief. See, I believe, Lord, help mine unbelief, the Father said. So you can believe and have unbelief, but let me encourage you with something. Jesus turned right around when he saw the crowd coming, and we could talk about that sometime. I don't want to get into it right now, but you watch in the Bible when crowds are mentioned and how Jesus responds according to the type of crowd that's there. It's really quite interesting. As he saw the crowd coming, I'll give you one example. As Jesus saw the crowd coming, he healed the boy. Now, methinks again that there was a lot of unbelief in this crowd, and Jesus was trying to get rid of unbelief. So he healed the boy right then as he saw the crowd coming. So God loves us, and God has the best for us. But you and I will have to choose each day who we're going to serve and whether we're going to have faith or walk in unbelief. Now, it's a challenge. You're going to have to be steadfast. You have to spend some time in the Word. I really believe that there's a lot of people sick today because they don't want to work that hard for their healing. You're going to have to take off the armor. Some of us wear part of the armor. We don't wear all the armor. We need to put on all the armor. And the Bible doesn't say with the shield of faith. It says lifting the shield of faith. In other words, you could say, I have faith. I just don't use it. You got to lift the shield of faith. And then in Psalm 91, it talks about the buttress. This is a small shield that's worn on the forearm. This is an offensive weapon. Folks, we are not out to wear the armor to keep our place and not lose our place. We are called to take territory. As John mentioned in a sermon yesterday, hell's ever expanding, isn't it? And heaven, John brought out so wonderfully, heaven's the one size. It's the same size. But hell's ever expanding. Folks, we need to take territory and stop expanding hell on earth. We need to claim people and walk and fight the battle and rebuke mountains so that people have do you realize people have a clearer path when you're faithful? Do you realize your faithfulness can change generations? Do you realize that if you walk with God, generations after you through your family tree can be changed because of your faithfulness? You may plant one seed in the ground, but what it produces is thousands of new seeds. You may say, well, Lord, I didn't do much for you this year. I won one person to the Lord. What if that person is Billy Graham? What if that person is called of God to reach nations? You're a part of that blessing. You reap the reward of everything that comes out of your life through other people. So we need to be faithful. We need to have faith without unbelief. How do you do it? You got to get rid of fear, right? How do you get rid of fear? Love God. love God and watch God love you. When you realize how much God loves you, I guarantee you, your faith is going to grow because you know your God's faithful. He never wanes. He never comes up short. He doesn't change. When God gives a promise, and it's even mentioned in the scripture, God will hold that promise even generations later because he cannot change his word. Get in the word. Everything you read in the Bible is his promises for eternity. They will never change. Heaven will continue to be the word of God. God created all things with his word, and he is the word. And he created everything originally out of dirt, even man. He used his seed, his word. His word is his seed. He gives you his seed. God leaves his DNA on everything he touches. So this is not a question when Jesus said, how long shall I be with you? That's not a question. He's making a statement. Now, he was very conscious of those that were sinners, and he was very compassionate, the example being the woman that was caught in adultery. They were judging her, and yet they were not judging their own sins. See, a lot of times, folks, we rebuke the devil when it comes to certain things. But how often do you rebuke the devil and cast him out when there's sin trying to get into your life? We need to start rebuking sin out of our life. We're not taking time to rebuke sin. We're rebuking all kinds of things. Oh, it's bad weather. I rebuke bad weather. Oh, there's bugs in the salad. I rebuke all the bugs. We rebuke all kinds of things. But how often do you rebuke sin? Cast it out and grow with God and go deeper and have a faith that's strong without unbelief, and you'll move mountains. These signs follow those that believe. You are called. Now, there's the gift of healings. There's the gift of miracles. But there's also the call of every Christian to lay hands on people. And you may say, well, what's the difference in a Christian laying on hands and someone having the gift of healings and miracles? It's just like having the gift of faith. It gives you an extra unction. It allows you to enter in and maybe pray for someone that has no faith, but they have a need. God will heal a sinner. Jesus did it all the time. God will do it today. God will heal a homosexual. But God wants us to change. What did he say to the woman that was caught in adultery? I don't judge you. I don't condemn you. He wasn't condoning her lifestyle. He said, go and sin no more. Do you see how God is? Do you see how Jesus is? There's so much love in everything God does. And when you get attached to him and you fall in love with him and realize how much he loves you already the way you were, I don't know how we go about not forgiving people. We need the same forgiveness that other people need from us. That's why Jesus told us to love our enemies, to bless those who curse and despitefully use you. That's why he said that, because you and I need to love people the way God loves us. God is not going to require one thing of you that he did not require of himself. There is not one standard Jesus set that he did not live first. So how about it? How you doing? How you doing with your Christian walk? Are you rebuking sin? Are you growing? Have you noticed God use you at all in the last week? See, guys, Monday through Saturday, we prepare for Sunday. Monday through Saturday, we do God's will. We follow him. And, folks, it is totally in the center of God's will for you to say, Lord, bring someone down my path today or take me to someone today that I can help. When you're waiting on God, now that's a whole different subject, waiting. But when you're waiting on God, get a smile on your face and look to help somebody. Get your attention off yourself. Let God take care of you. Let God store up your treasures in heaven. Don't worry about that. You just obey God. He'll take care of the rest, all the treasures he has for you, using you, and you're growing every day. And then when you get together with your church again on Sunday or whatever day you meet, you have a testimony that's bursting out of you. You can't wait to share because God used you that week. God has a plan for your life, and it includes every single day. So God healed the boy, and his disciples and religious leaders are now more accountable than the sinner because they know better. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the disciples knew better, and that's why Jesus came down hard on them. There was a woman by the name of Audrey Mike. Now, if you haven't watched her, you can check her out. Audrey Mike, tremendous woman of God. And she has seen incredible healings. Well, she was planning a trip, a missionary trip, down the road about a month or so away. And all of a sudden she got sick. And they suspected it was appendicitis, which can be very serious, right? Well, she believed God's word. Now, you got to remember, this woman has been standing on God's word, has seen God work through her life, has seen miracles over and over again. Her faith was strong because she walked with her God. And so this came on her, and she knew she was supposed to go on this trip, this missionary trip. So she believed God. She believed God, because if she went in and had surgery and things, she would miss the trip. And she believed God. And this woman went with her husband. Now watch what she did. She went with her husband and carried out a normal day like she normally would. And her husband and her went out to eat, and she just wasn't hungry. And she said, well, if I believed I was healed, I would eat normally. So she ate everything. And just sweating, sick, just really sick, and sweating, and going through her day. And each time she went to do something, she thought, no, I don't really want that. She would say to herself, well, if I believed I was healed, I really believed it, I would act normal. I would do this and do that. And so she carried on her day. Close to the end of the day, I believe, and this girl's sick as a dog. There is no evidence. Now, folks, this is the point here. There was no outward manifestation of her healing yet. There was nobody to encourage her. She was on her own. And as she left a place, she went out, and when she put her hand on the handle of the door of the car to get in, instantly healed. See, folks, God is looking for a people that want to do his will. I believe God is moved by people that deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow him. Now, she was able to do this because she walked the word. She walked in the word, and you can begin that today. You can start walking in the word. Say, Lord, help me to be used of you today. Bring someone down my path, or bring me down someone's path that I can be a blessing. It may be a small open door, like someone drops something and you pick it up for them, or you do something for someone as a favor, or they can't reach something in a shelf and you help them reach it. There's all kinds of ways to acknowledge the Lord, and sometimes that opens up conversations where you can talk. I mean, I'll be out running. I remember one day I was out running, and I stopped three different times while I was running to witness and share and pray with people. Now, if you can do it in a run, you could do it anywhere. But you got to be available. Are you available? Do you make yourself available when you get up in the morning? Do you say, I choose God today, choose you this day, each day, and every day you're going to serve? You'll do it every single day. Lord, use me today. Take me down the right path. You know the things I had to get done, Father, but you're so awesome. You can work all these wonderful assignments in my daily tasks. And then sometimes God will have you to change one of your tasks that can be done another day, another time, later in the day. He can take you down that path and get you right to someone and still do the other assignment you had that day. He knows you have to work. He knows you have children. He knows that you have to provide and this. He knows all that. But, oh, give him your life and let him schedule your day, because he'll work things into your day that you can't imagine. So when you love God, remember, you've got to hate sin as well. You must love everything God loves and hate everything God hates. You cannot fellowship with the world. You're there to love them. You're there to help them in any way you can, but you cannot fellowship. That's the key word. You can't fellowship with the world anymore. In other words, you can't be a part of their lifestyle if they're doing things that are ungodly or things that go against God's commandments and what he wants you to do. So there's an example we have here called a violent healing. What's a violent healing? And I'll give you some quick examples. A woman with the issue of blood, she had a violent healing. What do I mean? She had to press through the crowd, realizing they could stone her, being unclean in those days. And she pressed through the crowd because she knew if she just touched the hem of his garment, she'd be healed. That was a violent healing. Woman with the issue of blood. Luke 8:43-48. Secondly, as Jesus came near Jericho, a man who was a beggar hollered to Jesus to heal his eyes. Luke 18:35-43. That was a violent healing. He had to press. He had to press. They were yelling at him to stop. Leave Jesus alone. Quiet. This man would not give up. He continued to holler for Jesus, and Jesus healed him. The paralyzed man on the stretcher, they lowered him through a roof. They took out part of the roof and lowered him through Jesus' home and lowered him down. They were desperate. Now, as believers, we're not desperate. That should not be a part of our vocabulary. We are not desperate. I know there's a beautiful song out that says, "I'm desperate for you." It's a wonderful song. But we as Christians, we're not desperate. Desperate means without any hope. Folks, we are full of hope. No matter what happens in our life, we can always turn to Jesus and dust our shoes off and repent and move on, and God will take you on a fresh journey. He's that awesome. So they lowered him through a roof. That's a violent healing, folks. That's pressing. And that was in Mark chapter 2, verses 2 through 11. 4, a widow seeking justice from a judge because of her adversaries. Luke 18, 1 through 8. These are what we call violent healings. Well, people, she bugged that judge until he finally gave in to her. He was an unrighteous judge. But he finally gave in to her because she would not stop. Folks, you keep going to God. You keep going to God, and you start believing. And when you believe, and when you ask for God to do something by faith, trust him with it. When you're waiting on God, wait like it's already done, because it is. There's nothing new that Jesus is doing. He did it all. He said it's finished. He died for your sins. He suffered stripes for your healing. He wants you to prosper, make your requests known. He's got it all covered. When he died on the cross, what God did in creating the universes, Jesus finished on the cross. And it's sealed. You are sealed, the Bible says. He died for you, and it is done. All you have to do is claim it. I claim forgiveness. I repent. I claim my healing. It's already done. It is mine. Folks, he paid for it. He'll never go back on his word. When we get together next time, I'm going to talk about agents of healing as well. We're going to talk about that type of healing. We talked about violent healings. Then we're going to talk about agents of healings. And there are different things we could talk about here. Remember, love God and everything he loves. Do not love things God hates. You hate the things God hates. Now, this isn't a violent, like a carnal hate. We're talking about a holiness. God is holy. And you're allowed now to go into the Holy of Holies, one-on-one. You can go straight to God right now and repent, talk to him about things, make your request known, claim his promises. Folks, when you have a need, find a sermon, a song, a scripture on that subject and memorize it, learn it, and embed it in your heart and change your way of thinking. When you're saved, you're given the mind of Christ. It doesn't mean you have access to it. You've got to seek out it. You've got to seek the mind of Christ. You've got to replace your thinking with his thinking. Get rid of your stinking thinking and claim his thinking. So wherever you are on your walk, if you're lost, backslidden, or not growing like you would like to grow, we all want to grow. We should all want to grow more than we're growing and go deeper and deeper. So wherever you are in your walk, I encourage you right now, turn around. Turn your eyes to Jesus. Go face to face with God, which is one-on-one. And seek his face. Seek his will. Deny yourself. Take up your cross. Do his will. I'm telling you, folks, I don't care how young you are. Life is short. Give him everything you got. You'll never regret anything you give up in this world. Not a thing will you regret giving up. It doesn't mean that God doesn't want to bless you or prosper you, but he wants to be the one that's the head of your life. God's not against doctors, but he wants you not to consider him second. See, he wants you to come to him first. Oh, if we just come to him first, how many scars would we not have today? How many failures would we escape if we sought him first instead of later? How many times have we heard people say, well, there's nothing left to do now but pray? Honey, that's the first thing you want to do. You want to pray first. Seek his face first. Turn from your wicked ways. Oh, he's got wonderful things for you. I know John 15:5 tells us that we're nothing without him, but old folks, we're not without him. If you're saved, you got the same spirit to raise Jesus from the dead. You are filled with dunamis power to raise the dead, to speak to mountains. You are God's messenger to this world. Be strong, be courageous, put on the whole armor, lift the shield of faith, and get ready for battle. Tell the devil he can't have your kids. Tell the devil he can't take your job. Tell the devil he can't take you, make you poor. Tell the devil he can't have those things, because I belong to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He said, I have the best for those that leave the choice to him. Can you imagine the King of the universe telling you right now, I have the best for you. He's talking to you one-on-one. I have the best for you that leave the choice to me. Can you imagine what it must be if he's the King of the universe, what those things are? Incredible, right? May God encourage you. Dust your shoes off. Go for God. Give him all you got. You won't regret it a moment. We thank you, Jesus, for the privilege of being together today to talk about a God that we're to love and a sin that we're to hate. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you and give you all the praise and honor. Amen.
There's three different ways that you can give to this ministry, and so you can do that by texting the word PULSE to 1-304-244-3187. You could go to thepulsechurch.com and give through PayPal, or mail your love gift to P.O. Box 141, Gasaway, West Virginia, 26624. Thanks for listening and watching the Pulse WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God, and I pray you have a great day.